Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Patsy sought advice from Ignatius about a friend from overseas who was planning to build a huge shopping center in Murundoy. He advised her to take the plan she was sent to the council. Anil and Mala picked up her children, Kavita and Kamal. Kamal was very friendly, but Kavita was very rude, even referring to Murundoy as a dump. Anil nearly hit Patsy with the car and he apologized, but Kavita was very rude to her as well. Right now, Mala has prepared breakfast.
Morning, Kavita and Kimal.
Morning, Mommy.
How was the first night?
I slept like a baby.
Speak for yourself. In Daddy's house, we don't have to use nets and we have AC. Now, every night, I will have to put down a net and sleep with a stupid fan.
You can get accustomed to it.
Get accustomed to a less glamorous lifestyle? Who does that?
Why, you can't just be satisfied, girl. You know, they have plenty of people who don't even have a place to live.
And that is my problem?
Kavita, you must be thankful for what you have.
Whatever.
You know, Daddy won't be happy if he knows you're giving Mom a hard time.
How am I giving her a hard time? By saying what's on my mind? So I should hold my breath and become depressed?
You don't have to be so difficult.
And you don't have to worry with anything I am doing.
All right, that's enough. Just have your breakfast so that you can get to school on time.
And how are we getting there? Daddy had a driver for us.
The same driver will continue taking you to school.
Great. At least something ain't changed.
You know, Mommy, I was thinking we are old enough now to take the bus.
Excuse me?
What, Kavita?
I am not going to school in a bus?
All right. Y'all will continue with the driver.
So Anna leaves early, Mom?
Yes, sometimes he does.
Okay.
So what have you guys been up to in school?
Well, the term is almost over.
Anything interesting happened this term?
Actually, our school was adopted under the Green School Project.
Oh, wow. What's that about, though?
Basically, they are trying to educate us about the way we discard our garbage.
This pig is garbage. Can I have some waffles, pancakes, or something like that?
Kavita, seriously? You don't have to insult Mom's cooking.
It's okay, Kimal. Kavita, the bake is all I have this morning. So, you can either eat it or starve.
Great. I'll starve then. Can I have my lunch money?
I cooked lunch.
Seriously? Daddy gives us money to buy lunch.
Well, you're living under my rules now, and I will be cooking every day for you to take to school.
Well, if it's anything like the bakes, I guess I will pine away and die.
Kavita!
I'm going in my room to wait for the driver.
Kavita, come back here!
I'm sorry, Mom.
You don't have anything to be sorry about, Kimal. Just finish your breakfast.
Unique, I think it's a good thing you're all doing. The young people gonna finally feel included.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to make sure I got on the council, to represent the young people.
I'm proud of you, my granddaughter.
I appreciate that, Granny.
I bet you when the next local government elections come around, you're gonna see even more young people getting involved.
Yes, I agree.
They just want to know they're included, and once they know their power, nothing gonna stop them. And once we empower the young people, it's a win-win.
I just hope they come out to the sessions.
I hope Marundi people come out to all the sessions the council will be having. Plenty of people don't realize that their voice don't stop after the vote.
That's it. We can make that a slogan. Your voice doesn't stop with your vote.
Run with it.
Yeah.
Unique.
Is what Patsy doing here?
Madam Deputy Village Chairman.
Yes, Village Mouth.
Granny.
Dino, I don't appreciate this sort of disrespect.
Sister Patsy, look, relax. Everybody know you's the biggest gossip in this village. I sure is somebody name you come here for talk.
Actually, I'm here on official business. I want Unique and the rest of the council to look at this building plan.
Oh?
My friend planning to come and throw up a shopping center in Maroon Road.
This came to the council already.
You lie.
Yeah, he contacted us himself.
And where's the verdict?
The decision is still to be made.
You feel a building like this too big for the area he want to build it?
The council will decide.
Well, here now. I hope y'all tell he to scale it down. He gonna cut off all them people breeze at the back there.
And this man is your friend?
It's over 15 years, me and C. George. I thought he was one that cost Guyana. But everybody here but the little isle and they want to run right back.
Well, maybe he just want to come back to do something for his country.
He coming for make money.
Well, he gonna be creating employment.
If he really want to give something back to this country, he could have come and build a playground for the children or something. Or help the village council. Putting money in something for the benefit of the community.
Again, is why you so vexed this man coming for build a business?
Because he is the one that break me heart all them years ago.
Now we get to the truth.
I was in love with George. But he really wasn't interested in me. Next thing I hear, he gone to America and marry a man from Sweden.
And you just gonna be happy for them people.
Listen, first and foremost, we got to protect the community. We got something good going in Marundi. The people motivated. The village council managed to get people to go back to the land. Farmers selling organic greens in the market. The people doing their little composting. We got a good community thing going on here. Now George gonna want comfort troppy big shopping center to block off people breeze and cars flooding and all sorts of
Sister
things.
Patsy, please trust the village council. We will see that this man abides by the building codes.
So how come the council didn't do nothing when Mr. Strotter's gonna throw up the big monstrosity by Smith Street?
James Williams was village chairman then.
And he was a waste when it comes to certain things.
Since when James was a waste?
Are he the concern with his running behind women? Y'all didn't remember when he was involved in a fraud with Ignatius? And Sonny being involved too? Bribery money passed for getting land in Better Harvest.
Well, look how much years the story was. And I ain't sure that James was involved neither.
In any case, I hope the new village council got honorable people who ain't gonna take bribe. Unique, I depending on you to watch the so and so like a hawk, cause in every organization, you must got one and two hooker up.
Well, here's story, hey.
George Feely could go away to America 20 how much years and just come back and throw up shopping center. He should have come down to Guyana and do research, find out what the needs of the village are.
This man really hard to look, Patsy.
Look, Dinah, stop.
I will do what I can do.
Good. But it's where Randa and the baby there, though. I miss them.
Mommy in the States.
Oh, she moves so quiet.
She and Daddy gonna be coming back for me and Kevin wedding in June.
Wait, man. Wasn't this month you was to get married?
It's June now.
You sure you want married a boy?
Like you know better than me.
Anyway, I'll be there with my fiancé Howard Horace to dance and eat y'all food.
Hi, good afternoon, Kimal and Kavita. How was school today?
It was good, Mom.
Nothing new. I'll be going in my room.
Okay, we can talk later.
Don't stress, Mommy. She will come around. Is Daddy she taking on?
I figure.
How was your day?
It was okay. Me and Mina had a good time.
She's sleeping?
Yeah, but she's due to wake up anytime now.
Okay.
Kimal, I am so happy that you and Kavita are here now.
Me too. I hope Daddy recovers, but I'm really happy I'm finally getting to live with you.
I want to know everything that's going on in your life. Everything that's happening in school. And if you're having any problems, y'all could tell me anything.
Okay, Mommy.
So, you started telling me this morning about the green
Green School Project.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, our school is involved in it.
So, is it only about disposing garbage properly?
Actually, no. They are trying to create a model of greening that is not only about the way we dispose of garbage, but it's about your behavior, habits, manners, all of that.
Oh, I see.
There's also a focus on green diet.
Really? So what I mean is only greens you eating?
No, Mommy. More about clean eating. Being conscious about what you're eating.
Oh, I see.
And it's not only about us students, but teachers too.
You know, I heard about this project before, but I thought it was only for primary school children.
Well, it's a part of the Green Generation Project. It started in primary school when we were taught about separating organic from inorganic garbage. Now it's expanding.
That's really good. I'm glad that y'all learning and that y'all could come home and teach me.
Yes, Mommy.
I am so happy to have y'all with me. So happy.
Me too. Love you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.